For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Tributes have been pouring into KASU, and the Arkansas State University community has been in mourning after the passing of June Taylor. For over three decades, June has touched the hearts and lives of many people, including faculty, staff, and students across the university. June grew up in Washington, D.C., and earned a bachelor's degree from Howard University. Former KASU station manager Richard Carville hired June in 1986 to work at KASU. In his thoughts.
Well, I was the station manager at KASU when a position came open for essentially as an assistant engineer. She was given a different, worked under a different title, production engineer, I think. And she was one that we interviewed. And I remember talking with June and did the normal interview process. And as we were getting close to completion, knowing that June was from the Washington, D.C. area, that she had gone and earned a bachelor's degree at Howard University, I said to June, you must realize that Jonesboro, Arkansas is not going to be like Washington, D.C. And she looked at me with all sincerity and smiled and said, yes, Mr. Carville, I know that. That's why I want to move here. And she did. That was in 1986. And she moved here and she made this her home. This was her place.
I know that you have probably a lot of fond memories of June. When you think about June and that, what are some of the things that kind of stand out when you think about, you know, her and her life?
Well, June was a gentle spirit. I never experienced what one might call a bad side of June. She was very even-tempered, and it was all good. She broke a lot of barriers at KASU. She was, for example, the first African-American employee at KASU. She was the first female production engineer in the Department of Radio TV, as it was called back then, or at KASU. And, of course, KASU was under the Department of Radio TV. So she broke a lot of barriers. And what a role model. I've heard from so many former students who have described their experience with June as just being fantastic, how gentle she was with them, how much she helped them, and she was that kind of a person. She was that kind of a person, and all students who came in contact with her that I've heard from had a very similar experience, and they were very thankful that June was in their lives.
June worked with the Black Student Association at Arkansas State University for quite some time. It was through that work, as well as the work through KASU, that she touched the lives of many students who remember her fondly for her smile, her laughter, and her kindness. Listeners were greatly impacted by June for well over 30 years and rarely knew it. She did a lot of behind-the-scenes production work for the long-running weekly folklore program Tradition and the daily folklore feature Calendar Lore, both of which are hosted by Professor of English and Folklore at Arkansas State, Dr. Bill Clements. His recollections of working with June for many years.
Two things I think stand out for me. One is that she was very professional. She made sure that microphone replacement was optimum so that my rather weak voice would come through as strongly as possible. She was very concerned that I not pop my P's, which I may have just done. She was very concerned that any sort of extraneous sounds, doors slamming elsewhere in the studio, that they were eliminated. But at the same time, she was also really patient. I'm pretty sloppy. So there was a lot of corrections, a lot of editing that had to be done. Probably every two-minute episode of Calendar Lore had some sort of correction that she had to make. And she took that in stride. It's also a lot of fun. I'm not very comfortable in front of the microphone, but I actually came to look forward to our recording sessions, which took much longer than they perhaps should have because we did so much chatting between particular segments and before and after, and she was a joy to work with.
While her work at KASU was mostly behind the scenes, June was best known to KASU listeners for what would start off as her reluctant hosting of the rock and roll and rockabilly program called We Wanna Boogie. It was hosted by Sonny Burgess, a rockabilly music legend who lived in Newport, Arkansas. June was a recording engineer originally, but Sonny started talking to her during the sessions, and over time, she embraced her role as a co-host of the show. Here's one great example of a two-minute session featuring Sonny Burgess and June Taylor.
Okay, we got more music coming. Have we covered the world? Don't forget Depot Days, Newport, Arkansas, downtown Newport, all free, man. A lot of these festivals are free now, so folks ain't caught. Kind of like our Blues Day Tuesdays and Mondays. That's all free. Good and great music, good musicians.
Yes.
Good time with your friends and neighbors and plenty of people. If you women, older women looking for somebody to dance with, that's what they would tell me. You'll find some men, we'll come see you.
Oh, come on.
I did have them tell me that. I said, I said, if you'll find us some men to dance with, we'll come see you.
Hey.
I said, well, howdy do.
Shame on you.
But I'm talking to June Taylor, see if she can bring some of her boyfriends.
Right.
Doug Greeno.
I won't even say anything to that.
Doug Greeno's got to get well. Now, old Doug would get out there and dance with him.
Okay, okay.
He'd mix and mingle.
Yeah. I've seen you dance, though.
Oh, I usually try it when I'm.
You could dance.
Drank or two of that good wine.
That good wine, the white light. I had some white lightning when I went home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ooh, you were flying high for a while, weren't you?
No, I didn't. I just had a little bit, added some mango juice. I don't know if that was proper, but that's how I mixed it.
I don't have that. Only time I've ever tasted it was straight.
Straight.
Looked like water.
But it ain't.
Oh, I thought it like. Tastes to me like straight alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, right?
I guess. We better finish up our show. We've got some good ones here to finish up with, too.
Yes, we have The Soul Children with The Sweeter He Is, Part 1. And after that, Sam and Dave with Small Portion of Your Love. And Isaac Hayes with Soulsville. And after that, two selections by the Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing and For the Love of You, Parts 1 and 2. So here we go.
And that was June Taylor and, of course, Sonny Burgess, as the two became close friends as they worked closely on the show together. That was from the start of the show in October 2005 until Sonny's death in August of 2017. After his death, this was June's tribute to her friend.
Hi, this is June Taylor, and I want to say that it was an honor and such a pleasure working with a gentleman loved by many and truly missed by all. None other than the international godfather of rockabilly, Sonny Burgess, a good neighbor and a good friend. And also, We Want a Boogie is signing off tonight. And I just wanted to take time to thank you for your support, your kind words of encouragement, and tuning in to We Want a Boogie since 2005. Once again, thank you so much, and we bid you farewell.
And that sign-off was part of the last We Want a Boogie show that took place in 2017. Well, as you now know, June produced a lot of shows for KASU. One of the new ones that is on the air is 6 Degrees of the Delta. Host LaDawn Feuer gives her recollections of June.
we just got along. We were just friends. We just got each other, you know. And so when I had the idea for Six Degrees of the Delta, she, from what I understand, she asked to produce it, which I wanted her to produce it, but she asked to. And so we became, I called us partners in broadcasting crime because we had so much fun doing it. And what a lot of people don't know is that before a show goes on the air, you put a lot of shows in to make sure, you know, you have them there and it's going to work.
Right.
And the first two shows we cut, I came in to cut the next two. And she had the CDs there and she had those long expressive fingers. She goes, girl, you got something here. She said, you got something good here. And I thought, okay, it's got the June Taylor seal of approval. But I also spent time with June in the presence of Sonny, because when we were working on Rockabilly Boogie Fest for 2 years, when I was involved with that as part of my SU Museum board work, I was on their show twice, and that was like being in the presence of greatness. It was the way they communicated with one another, and then just how I was with Gene throughout. We went to the memorial together for Sonny. And when I did my first show, I did a tribute to Sonny, and we both just, we lost our composure, but that's okay, you know, because it's real life. And I got to see her in that vein, too, as a producer, as a sidekick, which I was integrating her to do that, you know, wanted her to do that, too, and we did to some degree. But as a person, I'm so heartbroken. She was wonderful.
KASU station manager from 2008 to 2018 is Mike Doyle, and he tells what he will miss most about June.
Well, I'll miss seeing her at all of our various events, because if we had a music event in Newport or Jonesboro or wherever we had something going on here on the campus, our various, everything from the Arkansas Roots Festival to, I'm thinking, try to name them all, Arkansas Roots Music Festival, Monster Grooves in Newport, Bluegrass Monday, let's see, Johnny Cash Festival, and other things we've been involved with. June would be there many times, and either she was working audio, recording it, or she'd be up taking pictures. And so I'll miss her presence, yes. But I'll also miss just the gentle soul of KASU. And I say that because when she took her 30th year award that's presented, it's the Staff Senate every year has an event over in the Ring Center to recognize people who mark milestones of employment at Arkansas State. 10 years, 20, 30, 40, 50. Well, June's 30th came up a couple of years ago, and someone from that organization asked me as her supervisor to write something about her. And I described, you know, some of the things we've been talking about, her competence, her mentorship. I just said she is the gentle soul of KASU, and I think that's apt. She was gentle. She was a soul. She loved soul, meaning the music, because I've driven to many events with her where we'd be listening to Four Tops, Spinners, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Temptations, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and other groups and other songs. She knew every song. She'd just be gently humming it along.
And Doyle also gives this final word.
I have a friend from my hometown who's a priest in the Episcopal Church. And, you know, we often use the phrase, rest in peace. He goes one step further. When someone has passed and he wishes them, you know, he wishes them well on their journey to whatever is next, and we don't know that dimension in full, but he says, rest in peace, rise in glory. So I would say rest in peace, gentle soul, and rise in glory. Proud, strong, quiet, dignified, lovely woman.
And that is former station manager Mike Doyle of KASU. Just a reminder, a memorial service for June Taylor will be held Wednesday, February the 5th from 2 to 4 in the Grand Hall of the Fowler Center. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.